Obler's play.
This is Arch Obler. Tonight I fully expected to bring you the story of another world, a play full of roaring rocket ships speeding through space, bringing the people of our Earth to new adventures on other planets. And then I began to think, why go out into interstellar space for a story of another world, when here on this Earth, within ourselves, there are other worlds, the other beings we might have been. Here, then, is the story of another world. Within our own.
In a cell of the death block of a southern penitentiary sits a woman weeping. It is a cold, dismal, dreary night. Outside, a chilling rain beats endlessly against the small barred window. Inside, alone, a young girl kneels beside her prison cot, talking softly in the dark.
I couldn't help it, Mother. I couldn't help it. It wasn't my fault. Oh, please believe me, Mother. There's no one else I can turn to now. You'll understand, won't you? If you'd only been alive, you could have helped me. And now, somehow, I think you're close. Listen to me. And I want to explain to you. Tell you everything that happened. Remember the boy next door, Bob. He was only 10 when you died. Poor Bob, he was so happy that night. Father had just announced our engagement. We'd had a big crowd at the house. Everybody was so happy and gay. And afterward, when everyone had gone, Father went inside the house. And Bob and I were alone in the garden. Oh, it was so warm and lovely.
Happy?
Uh-huh.
So am I. It's going to be wonderful, Joan, just us two.
Just us two.
I can hardly wait for the rest of them to go. Blame me?
I love you, Bob.
I can stand it, honey. Why were you so scared when your dad got up to make the announcement?
I don't know. I just... Oh, let's forget.
The blushing bride.
No, really, Bob, it wasn't anything.
Come on now, tell Robin.
Please, Bob.
Darling, that's love. I want to know everything you think and everything you feel, even before...
No, you mustn't. Don't ever ask me things, Bob. Please. You've got to promise.
Joan, what's the matter?
Nothing, nothing. Only, well, it isn't good for anyone to know so much about anyone else.
Oh, go on. I know all about you already. You're the loveliest, sweetest girl a man ever loved.
Keep your arms around me, Bob. Like this, always. Everything's all right when you do that.
Ah, gee, the whole world seems different tonight. I mean, there's a... kind of singing in the air. You know those sounds, honey?
Bob.
Yes, Joan.
Bob, do you ever... I mean... Well, does it ever happen that...
What are you trying to ask me, honey?
Oh, I don't know.
Come on now, what's on your mind?
Well... Do you ever hear things?
Well, sure, that's what I was telling you. Listen to them singing. Crickets and frogs.
But I don't mean that, Bob. I don't mean from the outside. I mean, do you ever hear things from the inside?
From the inside? Well, no,
I... If I could only explain, it's not like a voice, and yet maybe it is a voice, only there isn't any sound. It's like something that wants to be born, and...
Oh, and, darling, what are you talking about?
I don't know, Somehow, all evening, had a feeling inside of me as if...
As if what, sweet?
As if Oh, it's nothing at all, I guess. I've just been running around too much, that's all.
I'll say you have. So strangely nervous, I've noticed it in the last few days. What is it, Joan? Can't you tell me?
Well, I'm not sure. Oh, please, Bob, let's not talk about it anymore. Hold me close. It's getting so chilly.
I'll get your coat.
No, Bob, I don't...
We'll take a moment, Joan. I'll be right back.
Hurry, dear.
Joan?
What?
Joan?
Who is it? Who's calling my name?
Joan?
Where are you? I hear you. You're close by, but I can't see you. Please, where are you? You're frightening me.
I frighten you. So, now you know where I am, don't you?
No. It can't be true.
It is true. I speak from within you.
No. No, it's someone speaking from the outside. Someone trying to frighten me. I won't listen to you.
Yes. Cover your ears.
No.
Yes, you still hear me.
In my head.
Yes, in your head.
Madness.
You little fool, it's reality. Stand where you are and listen. You must.
In my head.
Yes, yes, in your head. That's where I am, and that's where I've been all these years. Yes, yes, the two of us living in the same body. Your white body. You've known I was there, haven't you?
No. No.
Oh, yes, you have. I've fought with you all your life. You've wanted to do this. I've wanted to do that.
No.
You felt me struggling within you, but you haven't dared admit that I was there.
No.
But now, at last, I've found words. Only you can hear them in your own mind, but they're words, words, and they'll give me the world that belongs to me. Listen, you, I've waited a long time for this, a long time. You've got to let me live.
Live?
Yes, live. Live. Speak words that others can hear. Do what I want with this body I live in. I've wanted to live so much. I've fought in the darkness so long. At last, I've fought my way through so that you can hear me. But now I want more. Much more. I want to have all of the body. You hear me, all of it. You've had it so long. It's my turn now. Listen. You've got to give it up. Yes. Yes, you simple fool. Stop repeating my words. I want you to give it up, your body, your mind, to me. In the end, you'll have to anyway. I've grown stronger month after month, year after year. I've always been you, without words. But now you hear me. You've got to give up your body, your mind, to me. It'll be easy. Just give up. Give up struggling against me. I will win. I will. I've waited so long until you were tired. That simple little mind of yours tired. And now I won't go back into the darkness. I'll thrust you out. I'll live. I'll live.
Joan. Joan, honey. What is it, honey? What's happened?
Oh, my clothes are off. No, sir. And that's the way it was, Mother. The first time. That was the first time I heard her. She was in my mind, Mother. Right in my mind. I could hear every word. It was madness, and yet it wasn't madness. It was really happening. Oh, the terrible days that followed, Mother. That horrible woman inside of me. Carmen, she called herself. Fighting me every moment, wanting me to... Well, I didn't quite understand. To stop resisting, I guess. So that she could come alive in me and do what she pleased with me. At first, I was too frightened to sit down. She made me think such horrible things, Mother. Father and Bob couldn't understand what was happening to me. They used to spend long hours together talking over what had happened.
Mr. Andrews, I tell you, Joan has changed.
Now, my boy, calm yourself. Everything will come out all right.
We've got to do something, sir. Why should someone as sweet and gentle as Joan suddenly turn into... I tell you, I can't stand it.
But my boy, what can we do? I don't dare call him a physician. He might say...
Yes, I know what you're thinking. But she's not insane, sir. Don't even think of it. Joan is not insane. It's a strange sickness. It'll pass. It's got to pass.
Yes, Mother. I used to hear them through my bedroom door. Long hours of talking whether I was sane or not. And all the time, that horrible woman inside of me, threatening me, telling me that they'd put me away in an asylum unless I listened to her. Taunting.
Yes, I tell you, that's what they're talking about you out there. Saying you're insane. You hear me? Insane. Insane, that's what they're saying. Insane.
Oh, God. I'll tell them the truth.
The truth. You little fool, who believe you? A mind within a mind. Who believe you, I say? They'll put you in an asylum for life. You hear me? An asylum for life. You know what that means? Yes, yes. Weep, you little white-faced fool. But that won't help you. In an asylum, that's where they'll put you. Walls around you all your life. Better to be dead, I tell you. Better to be dead.
Yes. Yes, I'd rather be dead than life.
Then listen to me. Let me take over. Let me live. It'll be so easy. Just don't fight me anymore. You will do that, won't you?
No. Never. Never, you evil thing. You. I never let you.
You will. You will. You will.
That's what I told him. I'd never let her have me to do what she wanted. Never. But she kept after me, Mother. Day after day. Oh, I couldn't stand it any longer. And in Father's eyes, I began to see the thought of insanity. And I was so afraid. So very afraid. And she kept after me. Hour after hour. Taunting. Threatening.
Listen, you little fool. Listen to me, I say. You must listen. Oh, what's the use of burying your head in the pillow? You know you'll never hear me no matter what you do. You'll always hear me. I'm in you. In you forever. You hear me forever.
Oh, why don't you leave me alone?
You fool, I can't leave you alone. I can't. I want to live. I've wanted life so long. You've got to let me have it.
I'll go to Dr. Wien. I'll tell him everything. He's my friend. He'll help me.
No, 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 doctor. You little fool, no doctor. They'll put you in an asylum, I tell you. An insane asylum.
I don't care. Anything. Anything to stop this madness. You.
No. No, you can't go to anyone. A bargain. That's what I'll make with you, a bargain.
Bargain?
Yes, that's what I'll make with you, a bargain. I'll give you your freedom. Freedom, do you understand? I'll never talk again. You won't even know I'm here inside of you. You'll be just as you used to be. You'll be alone if you go away.
Oh, I thought you meant if I could only trust you.
You can. You can. Leave this house. Go away. Far away to a new town. Start a new life. I'll leave you alone if you do. Only go away. You've got to go away.
A new life? Yes. Yes, a new life. I'll go away. I'll go away. And so I took the money you left me, Mother. I took it and I ran away. And I found myself in this city. Unknown. 1,000 miles from home. But happy. Because I thought I was free from her. Yes, Mother, I was free from her. All the time on the train, not a word did she speak in my head. Not a single thought. And then for a week in the city, she was gone, Mother. Completely gone. And I was so happy. With a few dollars I had left, I got a room. And then I got a job and I said, oh, dear God, at last I'm free again. And then I began to get lonesome. Lonesome for Bob. Maybe wanting him so much was what finally brought him to me. 3 weeks later, he finally found me.
I don't care why you did it, Joan. It doesn't matter now, just so I found you.
I've been so terribly lonesome, Bob.
We're going home.
I can't, Bob.
Why not?
I can't, that's all. You've got to believe me.
But I don't know what to believe anymore. You keep on saying that you still love me.
I do. I do love you, Bob. I'll always love you.
Why don't you want to go back with me, then?
Because I've got reasons, I tell you. You wouldn't understand.
But how can I? You won't give me a chance. You're not even giving yourself a chance. You don't belong in a place like this. You belong with us, with your dad and with me. We love you, Joan. We want to take care of you. But something you've done...
No, nothing like that.
Well, it doesn't matter. Whatever it is, we'll make it right. If you'll just come back with
me. Don't ask me, Bob. Don't ask me anymore.
I love you, Joan.
Then do what I say. Please, if you really love me, go away and leave me here. Go back. Go back alone. Please, I'm begging you, Bob. Because I love you.
You love me and I love you. I think we've had enough of this nonsense. You listen to me, Joan. I'm going downstairs and I'm going to pay your bill. And we're going to pack your things and we're going to catch the next train. We'll have no argument about it.
No,
either.
Bob. Bob.
Joan.
No.
Joan.
Just come back.
Yes, I've come back.
You said you wouldn't. You promised me. You said you wouldn't come back if I went away. You lied. You lied to me.
You lied to yourself. You knew I'd go wherever you went.
You cheated me.
As you cheated me through all these years. But I'll live now. I'll take your place with Bob.
But you can't do that. You don't love him.
How do you know? Why, you little white-faced Puritan, what do you know about love? What do you know about life? What will you ever know unless I teach you? Don't worry, though. You'll learn in time. I'll take over this slim white body of yours. I'll make you burn and freeze and sing and cry. I'll make you crawl in the mud and dance in the sky. I'll teach you. I'll teach you, Joan.
I won't let you. I won't. I don't care about you.
They'll say you're mad.
I don't care. I don't care, I tell you. I'll drive you out. I'll let them see you. They'll help me destroy you.
I'll destroy you first. I'll destroy you, Joan.
Honey, I've paid the bill.
But she's crying.
Don't say it, darling. I know. You want to go home. Straighten things out in that funny little head of yours. Not a chance, lady. We're not waiting for anything now. Come on, let's get to work and eat fast.
I warned you, Joan.
I'll listen to to.
There's no time now, honey. The train leaves in 40 minutes.
I said I'd destroy you, Joe.
You know, for the first time in my life, I enjoyed packing. That might never happen again.
Kill him.
No.
What did you say?
Kill him.
Don't look so scared. Pass me those things on the dresser.
Kill him.
You know, I just figured out why I never enjoyed packing before. I never tried it when I was happy.
Scissors on the dresser, Jones.
Anyway,
pick them up. They're sharp. Hold them tight, Jones. Tight.
All about these last few
He's not looking. Raise your arm. Higher. Higher. Now. Strike.
Yes, Mother. Dead. But I didn't do it, you understand? I didn't do it. It was she. She pounding in my mind. She made my fingers hold the scissors. She made me. Oh, Mother. Mother, you do understand, don't you? She wanted to destroy me. And that's the way she did it. And then the trial. What could I say? What could I do? Who would believe me? She didn't come back anymore. She was satisfied with what she did. She was waiting. Oh, that trial. Lawyers talking.
I say to you, gentlemen of the jury, that never in the history of this community has a more...
Stop it. Was I insane? Was I insane? Stop it. More doctors.
I'll stake my professional reputation on that.
Testimony. Evidence. Prosecution. Defense. Defense. Talking. Talking. Oh, Mother. Mother, what I've gone through. It was a horrible thing she's done to me. I can't cry anymore. There's so much to tell you. There was my lawyer. The judge appointed him. I had no money, you see. You see, Mother, I didn't tell him my right name. I didn't want the newspapers to print it so the father would find out. They don't even know about me now, Mother. It's best that way, don't you think so? Oh, yes. I was telling him about my lawyer. His name was Eric. He was very kind. He tried so hard to help me. So bad.
Joan, listen to me, Joan. Why don't you let me help you? Tell me everything there is to tell.
Oh, please.
But the trial's almost over and things aren't going well for us, you know.
What difference does it make?
But, Joan, it does make a difference. It makes a difference to me. Oh, my darling, look at me.
Eric.
I want you to live, Joan. I want you to live, if not for your own sake, for mine.
It's too late.
No, it's not too late. This is a sudden jury. You're a woman. Given the slightest reason to doubt, and they'll never convict you. But if you continue this silence, you will die, Joan. And I don't want you to die. I don't want you to die.
He was in love with me, Mother. Such a fine man. In love with me, who could never know love because of her. Then the last day of the trial. In all those days, she'd never talked to me. Gone, silent. Eric made a speech to the jury. He said that if I killed the man, there must have been a good reason for what I did, a reason I couldn't tell even to him. Oh, Mother, how could I tell him of her, that horror within me? Then the jury went out. Oh, such a long time. Eric was very pleased. He said the longer they stayed out, the better.
The jury's been out almost 6 hours now, Joan. It's a good sign.
You've been very kind, Eric.
Joan.
You.
What is it, Joan?
Nothing, Eric.
No need to worry, Joan. They won't convict you.
Joan, what's the matter? You're so pale.
I'm
the jury coming in.
The jury? Look, darling, they're smiling.
You'll live, Joan. You'll live, and I'll live with you.
Joan, I think we did it.
We'll both live, Joan. We'll live for Eric
Now. Not him.
He loves you, doesn't he? We'll take care of him. First it was Bob. Now it's Eric. Then.
I don't like you. I don't like you.
Joan, what is it? The jury looks...
Both of us, Joan. With Eric.
I don't like you. I don't like you.
Joan!
We, the jury, find the defendant not...
Stop. Stop it. I did it. I killed him. They're leading me from the cell, Mother. The corridor is long and dark. I'm not afraid to die, Mother. I'm not afraid. When I die, she died too. Her evil died with me. That's why I'll die happy, Mother. Happy. Another door, Mother. Light. Eternity, you hear me? For all eternity. I might have had life, but for you, you hear me? Life. And you stole the body from me. For that, I'll never give you peace. Never, never. His hand is on the lever. In a second, the trap beneath your feet. But no peace for you, you white one. Never, never.
The law is satisfied.
You were wrong, Carmen. Evil one. You were wrong. Now there is peace.
Tonight's play was especially written for radio by Arch Obler and featured Betty Gard in the dual role of Joan and Carmen. Included in the cast were Hester Sondergaard, Frank Lovejoy, John Brown, Arnold Moss, and Gilbert Mack. Next week, we will bring you three short plays of children and their ways with a cast including Mr. Ray Collins and Sidney Lumet. Arch Obler's plays are presentations of the National Broadcasting Company.